Time now for your comments. In my conversation with Juan Williams about presidential campaign ads, he identified this week as the one-year anniversary of the War on Terror. Today marks 1 year since the beginning of the war in Iraq. September 11th, 2001 is recognized as the start of the War on Terror. Alumni of Virginia Tech wrote that their alma mater had been incorrectly identified in Tom Goldman's report about college recruiting standards. According to Gary Calhoun of Roanoke, Virginia, the full name of his school is Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, not Virginia Tech University. Greg Allen's story about the possible emergence of biotech wheat in North Dakota misquoted a representative of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Lance Hagen said that the average yield of corn in his county increased from 65 bushels an acre to 125 bushels an acre. He was not referring to soybean yields. The average yield of soybeans in North Dakota was actually 33 bushels an acre in 2002. You may have some difficulty if you've been trying to beat a parking ticket by going to www.parkingtickets.com, the site mentioned in Laura Seidel's story about avoiding these fines. That's because the site is www.parkingticket.com, as in only one ticket. Lucy Krupp of Burnsville, North Carolina, writes that she finds it interesting that people will invest months of their time in fighting a parking ticket rather than invest a few minutes to find a legitimate parking place. And Retha Suda of Ellicott City, Maryland, with a suggestion for the concerned American shrimpers. With the influx of foreign, low-cost, farm-raised shrimp, Suda thinks the Southern Shrimp Alliance should begin to label their shrimp free-range or wild-caught, or shrimp that were never locked up in feeding pens, never to taste the salt of the open ocean, or shrimp that were allowed to roam freely with a chance to live the life a wild shrimp was meant to live. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.